الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, Allah سبحانه وتعالى in سورة الحجرات، Allah سبحانه وتعالى mentioned: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اجتنبوا كثيرا من الظن إن بعد الظن إثم ولا تجسسوا ولا يغتب بعضكم بعدا أيحب أحدكم أن يأكل لحم أخيه ميتا فكرهتموه واتقوا الله إن الله تواب رحيم. Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, which means, O you who believe, avoid suspicion. For surely suspicion in some cases is a sin. And do not spy on one another. And do not let some of you backbite others. Does one of you like to eat the flesh of his dead brother? You abhor it, you hate it. And so, hate backbiting like you hate eating the flesh of a dead brother. And be careful of your duty to Allah. Have taqwa of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surely Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft Tawwab ar-Rahim, is the acceptor of Tawbah and is the one who forgives. I remind myself and you that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this ayah mentioned three things which are the surest destroyers of friendship, surest destroyers of community, surest destroyers of marriages, surest destroyers of all relationships that we might have. And those three things are suspicion, spying and backbiting, ghibat. Now, suspicion happens for, all three are negative. I mean, there's nothing positive about any of this. Suspicion can be expressed in many ways. And whichever way it's expressed in, it is indicative of a sickness which is inside, which is the inability to trust. Now, you might say, well, a person is actually untrustworthy, which is possible. In which case, you need to look at the relationship and say, is this relationship worth having at all? Because if you have a relationship with somebody who is basically untrustworthy and you have proof of this, then you should not have this relationship. You should terminate the relationship. But most of the time, suspicion is not because of any proof of wrongdoing or any proof of unreliability or untrustworthiness. Suspicion is an internal thing for a lot of people. And this is a suspect. There's this need to know. So, for example, you might find that you find this quite a lot in marriages where every day is like an interrogation. You know, as soon as you come home, the wife wants to know every single thing. Who did you meet? Why did you meet that person? What did they say? What did you say? What else could have happened? Then where did you go? Then what did you eat? Then what did you not eat? I mean, it's like a police station every day. You know, you come home, then it's a police station. And it's not only wives, the husband also do that. So the point is that if that is the nature, then no relationship can survive this, believe me. It will happen for a time, after that it will break. And it should break because it's a completely negative, nonsensical thing which does not add any value to anybody. So, that is one problem. Second thing is, the problem with suspicion, that you can prove, I mean, if you look at it logically, you can prove you did something, but you cannot prove you did not do something. I can... So, if somebody is suspecting you, what are you... there's no way of beating it. How do you prove you did not do something? Because if you did not do it, there is no proof, there is no evidence. So, how will you prove? How will you bring evidence for something that did not happen? So, it's a completely negative thing which destroys relationships. And you find this in organizations. You find this in boss-subordinate relationships, both ways. The boss suspects the subordinate, or the subordinate suspects the boss. You find this in marriages. You find this in friendships. You find this in our community as Muslims. Constant suspicion, especially with regard to leaders. May Allah protect us today. Many times, I have said this many times before, people say that we have a leadership crisis. And I say we have a followership crisis.
not a leadership. We have leaders and we will have, those leaders are human beings. I mean, they are not ambiya. So they will have faults and they will have good things, you know, mixture like anybody else. But the amount of suspicion we have with regard to the leaders, no leader in the world can survive that that level of suspicion. It's impossible. I mean, even if the leader was a Nabi, he would not have survived. So this suspicion is such an, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this Surah Al-Hujurat, wallah, it's a very beautiful surah which gives a complete prescription for beautiful akhlaq which can result in the most beautiful relationships in the most beautiful ummah that is possible. I remember I did a series of khutab on this, and it's compiled in the form of a book called Akhlaq of the Ummati, which is based on this entire surah. So see that book as well, or listen to the khutbas. But the point here I'm saying is that in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three specific things. And you can be sure that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning something very concisely, then that is the most important thing. So the first one is suspicion. Second one is spying, which arises out of suspicion. So now you've got the suspicion, you are in this khoj of, you know, I must dig out the evidence. So spying and all kinds of spying, and it's an absolutely horrible thing. Parents, including some parents, collude with the children and they encourage the children to spy on the spouse. So the father will tell the child to spy on the mother will tell the child to spy on the father. Seriously, they ask them, kahan gaye the baba, kya kare, amma kya kar rahe the, kon aaye the. It's absolutely horrible and shameful. Another big issue with this spying is the issue of today, thanks to our technology, people checking each other's phone messages and WhatsApp messages. I mean, there is nothing more shameful than that. It is so shameful that, you know, if I found that somebody looked at my WhatsApp or phone messages, I would terminate that relationship in 1 second. Right there. I mean, there is no way that any relationship of mine will survive somebody looking into my phone or my to see my WhatsApp or messages without my permission. There is no way. I don't care who it is. I don't know how the people do this and how people stand for this. Absolutely shameful. Unbelievably shameful. So this spying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us, Allah said, do not do this. This will destroy you. And the same thing at a bigger level. Whether it is, you know, organizations, whether it's the community itself, spying. A third, absolutely incredibly horrible thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave an example. And Allah gave an example. And Allah said, فَكَرِهْتُمُ Allah said, don't you feel karahat? Don't you feel disgusting this? Don't you feel disgusted by listening to this example? And that example is eating the flesh of your dead brother. Now imagine, I mean, the horrible app. What is the worse than that? And Allah used the example for this. For what? For gossip. For backbiting. Talking about each other. And this is constantly, may Allah protect us, this is our social life. Our social life is gossip. And Facebook is the primary place for this. You know, sharing photographs, sharing so-and-so did this, so-and-so did that, so on, all kinds of rubbish. And it completely destroys, quite apart from the fact that even religiously, I mean, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you gossip about somebody, then that person, your good deeds go to that person. So why would you want to do that? Why are you so generous with your good deeds? You know, so it's absolutely. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's famous incidents about the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with regard to gossip. Sahaba asked him, they said, Ya Rasulullah, but what I am saying is correct. That person is like that. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that is why it is called ghiba. If you said something about somebody which was not true, meaning that if you said somebody something negative about somebody which was not true, then that would be called bohtan. That would be slander, which is even worse. So, ghiba itself is eating the flesh of your dead brother. So, what about slander? Says Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha, said about Sauda radiallahu anha, another wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said she is a little heavy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that those words, if they were put into the ocean, it would turn the ocean bitter. And it's not that she was lying, it was not that she was, you know, she didn't curse or, that was a fact. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said these words, if they are put into the ocean would turn bitter. Somebody came to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they said that this lady has terrible stomachache, doesn't go away. We've tried all kinds of medicines and so on. He called for her and he said, bring a bowl, and he said, vomit. And she vomited and brought out lumps of flesh. Rasulullah, this is one of the mu'jizat of Rasulullah said, you have been eating the flesh of your dead brothers. Which is ghibah. She wasn't obviously eating, but this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused that to be manifested in a material form. So this is ghibah. This is how bad it is. Now this whole issue of gossip, who said what, did what. In marriages, I've actually seen marriages destroyed because of this. And this gossip is, many times the gossip is to the mother-in-law, is to the mother. Late night conversations on Skype and all kinds of this. This is where we have turned technology into a curse. Now imagine those days when you got married, you went away somewhere, and then all you could do is maximum write a letter which took 1 month to get there. And marriages were fine because the two used to sit down and sort out their differences. But now because you have Skype and you have this and that, immediately you phone your mother and you tell your mother. I mean, if you are so mother oriented and if you can't cut your apron strings, then don't get married. Stay with your mother. Do the khidmat of your amma, which is good for you, right? Spend your whole life doing the khidmat of your mother. This is a good thing for you. Why should you get married and ruin somebody else's life? If you think you are adult enough to get married, then stay adult. Right? Don't go and carry tales about what your wife did or what your husband did to your mother, and may Allah protect. They sit and interfere. I mean, imagine they first spend all the time finding a husband or a wife, and then they spend the rest of the time ruining that marriage. I mean, seriously, let us be very clear. This whole issue of gossiping and carrying tales and riba, this is really, really horrible. So let us take warning from what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. Stop suspicion, stop spying, and stop gossiping. And ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Huwa tawwabur rahim." He is the one who accepts tawbah, and he is the one who is most merciful. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept our tawbah and to stop us from doing these disgusting things and ruining ourselves. Sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain. Bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.